test vav seif chaf test vav she'enoi miskayem. Writing things which don't stay a long time. Hakoisa b'ktav she'enoi miskayem. A person who writes things which don't stay. Eino also min hatoya, aval also min rabbonon. V'chein im koisa b'joy al nimchak. L'achaz man kotzat. How is it also min rabbonon? A person who writes with dio, with ink, which gets from itself, it gets rubbed out from itself. After a bit of time, it's not also min hatoya. It's only also midrabbanan, because any ktav which you want to be chayv midaraisa has to be a ktav, a writing which stays. But anything which after a bit of time it gets demolished or if it gets, you can't see it, then its halacha is, it is only also midrabbanan. Ktav she'einoi miskayen is also midrabbanan. Ule'enyin shi'az man she'chosu ktav ha'miskayen b'yasa me'atoya, tosu ha'poisim שדאי בזה שהכסף עשוי להסקיים לתקופה מסוימת אף שאינו עשוי להסקיים לאולם הרי האורה. A person who writes for a normal ktav, if it stays for a certain amount of time, זה ready חייב מנטריה. And you don't have to go and keep the ktav forever and ever. A person writes on his hand is also חייב. A person's guf, after a bit of time, after a few days, the ktav will go and rub out. There's no difference, because meanwhile it stays. So how long does the ktav have to stay? The Shatzir wants to say, it's enough it stays till after Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to bring a raya, it has to stay at least for a few days. Akoponim, what we learned here is, if it stays for a couple of days, you're going to be chayv min atoya. If it doesn't stay for a couple of days, but automatically disintegrates, then halacha is only also mida rabbanon. Seif lamed. Also l'rusham osiyot al chalon zchuchet shiyesh agav of Eden. If you've got on the window steam and you want to write in the steam letters, you're not allowed to do that. V'chein also l'rusham osiyot b'chol u'bavak drachim av api she'en ze ksava mizkayim. Same thing as if you want to go write letters in sand, or in dust, or in dirt, or things on the floor. You want to go write a letter, to go some sort of a picture, or a letter, or a number in this sand. Then the same thing as you want to do on the steam on the window. The loch is ksav she'inu miskayim. It doesn't stay a long time. Therefore, it's only also mida rabbonon. But it is also do it. It's mida rabbonon. Aval motel l'rusham otiyot b'tzurot otiyot bavi. A person is allowed to go and letters in the air. He wants to write something, show somebody. He goes and does a letter. He does an aleph base in the air. He's allowed to do that. Sometimes he does it also on the table. One writes on the table without any groove. Just writes the letters, and all that the other fellow understands what you're talking about. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos, because you're not doing anything which stays, even staying. It's not constantly you did anything. It's not Eisim Midrabbonon. Till now we discussed Eisim Midrabbonon, because you are doing something which doesn't stay. But here it's not considered altogether a letter. It's not considered altogether a word. Not a word, even a number. It's not considered you did anything, because it doesn't have any sort of standing. Ein Sid Lamed Aleph. A person should not go and do a groove with his nail on a sefer in order to go to have a simon from it, to remind you or to show something, because when a person does it with his nail on a sefer, it stays. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person does it on a cloth, on parchment, it is a machloika. Some people want to say it is allowed, because since it's only midrabbanan ksav she'inu miskayem, and also it's only a line, but the Mishnah got a machlokes, brings down the machlokes. He says the only machlokes is discussing with a parchment. If on a paper, since it stays and then it's well grooved inside it, then it is also a korponit midrabbanan. Lamed beis near the mutter lasses the etzbois of kamin oisyes simanim achirim. Then it's allowed to go and do numbers all letters with his finger. The person goes and shows his friend what is a P, let's say. So he puts his finger up and he does them a round circle and puts them together. It looks like a P or a V. Or if it was the aleph base, then even though you're doing it in a way it looks if it's together and it comes out the letter, since it's in the air, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. But he says in the footnote that one should not put together sticks in a way that there is a picture, because that you're not allowed to do. He asks the question, even though you've got no, doesn't get stuck together, and you've got no miscarriage, you've got no miscarriage around it, frame, even though one should not do it on Shabbos, because you're doing something which was never a letter before, not even a part of a letter. Before we said, and I said that it was allowed to do it with vegetable. If I have cut pieces of vegetable and you want to make a picture on a plate, if the vegetable is already cut, you are allowed to do it on a plate. But according to what he says now here, one's not allowed to do it. And I saw other people also say, one's not allowed to do that. Not what, like we said before, one should not put together vegetables, even if they're cut already, in a nice shape on a plate or any other place. One should not do it, but only if it is in the air, one's allowed to do it.